From deep in the bayous located near the Gulf of Mexico, welcome to the SwampSwami.com audio podcast, starring the man whose unique sports insights will make you think and hopefully make you laugh at times too.
The great sage, seer, soothsayer, famous mystic, and former tax advisor to Governor Reagan.
And now, the one, the only, here's Swamp Swami. And welcome back to SwampSwami.com. Sports commentary and a little lagniappe for you today, too. Today's story, Deshaun Watson, winner or whiner? While playing quarterback for the Clemson Tigers, Deshaun Watson led his team to the national championship in 2016. He established himself as a leader and a winner. In the spring of 2017, Deshaun Watson was drafted by the NFL's Houston Texans with the 12th pick in the first round. The Texans gleefully learned what college football fans already knew. Deshaun Watson was something special as both a quarterback and a team leader. In the first month of his rookie season in Houston in 2017, Deshaun Watson came into a game from off the bench and has been the Texans' starter ever since. He started the next seven games that season, including one where he set an NFL rookie record with 5 touchdown passes and another in which he passed for over 400 yards. Unfortunately, Watson injured his right knee in practice late that year and was done for the season. In a 4-12 season, the rookie quarterback had started in 3 of the team's 4 wins. Coming off that injury in 2017, Deshaun Watson established himself as the offensive leader of the Houston Texans. And in both 2018 and 2019, he led the Texans into the AFC playoffs with regular season records of 11-5 and 10-6. Though the Texans fans still thirsted for that first chance to make it into a Super Bowl, the team's recent performances gave hope that better things were still ahead. Until... In March 2020, the Houston Texans head coach and general manager Bill O'Brien stunned the team, the city of Houston, and the entire NFL by trading the team's 3-time All-Pro receiver DeAndre Hopkins to the Arizona Cardinals for a banged-up running back named David Johnson, plus a 2nd and 4th round draft pick. In addition to being by far the team's best receiver in Houston, DeAndre Hopkins also played his college ball at Clemson just like his quarterback, Deshaun Watson. It's hard to overstate the Clemson connection when assessing the loss of Deshaun Watson's favorite target. In order to smooth things over a bit, the Texans then backed up the money truck in April 2020 and signed Deshaun Watson, the quarterback, to an incredible 4-year, $177 million new contract, which is 2nd in the NFL in value only to Super Bowl MVP Patrick Mahomes of Kansas City. Watson's new contract guarantees him an incredible $111 million. Guaranteed.
Excellent.
With the NFL draft looming for the Texans, their newly wealthy quarterback likely believed that the team was going to do everything possible to draft 1 or 2 new wide receivers, or at least attempt to make a deal to sign another quality replacement for his departed Clemson buddy, DeAndre Hopkins. When the Houston Texans' name was called in the 2020 NFL draft last summer, the team, which had no first-round pick due to a trade with Miami for an offensive lineman, picked once in the 2nd round, once in the 3rd, twice in the 4th round, and once in the 5th round. And they selected just 1 wide receiver, and in the 5th round, by taking Isaiah Coulter from tiny Rhode Island University. Now, though Coulter is still on the roster after his first season in the NFL, his stats were written in invisible ink. He never caught 1 pass this season for the Houston Texans.
Go!
Instead, the Texans dipped into the free agency market and made a deal to sign wide receiver Brandon Cooks. Now, though only 27 years of age, Cooks was drafted by the New Orleans Saints and played 3 years there. Then he was traded to New England for just 1 season and then traded to the Los Angeles Rams. And then being dealt again to Houston in 2020, Cooks now has 4 NFL logos out of 32 on his luggage.
Sell, sell, sell!
After months of time for the Houston Texans to find a new wide receiver talent to go with their all-pro quarterback Deshaun Watson, they only added a 5th-round draft pick, who never played this past year, and a mediocre but expensive at $16 million per season veteran receiver in Brandon Cooks. After going 10-6 and making the playoffs a year ago in 2019, the Houston Texans limped out of the chute in 2020 by losing their first 4 games. The team's ownership then fired coach and general manager Bill O'Brien and installed his 73-year-old defensive coordinator Romeo Crennel as the interim head coach. Crennel's Texans went 4-8 the rest of the way as Houston finished up with a putrid 4-12 record in 2020. Now, if you want to blame the quarterback Deshaun Watson for this debacle in 2020, you would be mostly wrong. The Houston Texans defense finished 30th out of 32 NFL teams this past year, so they shoulder the largest responsibility in 2020. With Deshaun Watson passing the football for about 302 yards per game this year, the Houston Texans ranked number 2 in the NFL in passing. After dealing their all-pro wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins to the Arizona Cardinals, the Texans' newly acquired and oft-injured running back David Johnson led the Texans' NFL worst running attack in 2020. The team averaged a paltry 92 yards per game on the ground. The second leading rusher for the Texans this year? None other than their quarterback, Deshaun Watson. After the season ended, the Texans' quarterback has become rather vocal about the team's multitude of problems. He's been feeding the hungry media, soap opera writers, about possibly wanting to bail out of Houston too. Hey, and why not? Houston Rockets basketball star James Harden just complained about his team's troubles, demanded a trade, and he was shipped to the Brooklyn Nets this past week. If he can do it in Houston, why can't Deshaun Watson? Today, a media source even published the Las Vegas odds for possible trade scenarios which would take Deshaun Watson out of the professional football hellhole called Houston and send him to another NFL hellhole with floundering teams such as the New York Jets, Washington Football Team, or even the Denver Broncos. So who is in charge of all this big mess in Houston? Oh yeah, that's another issue altogether. The Houston Texans ownership is primarily comprised of family members of the wealthy late founder Bob McNair. After McNair passed away in 2018, his wife is now the team's principal owner, and his son, Cal, became the team's CEO with responsibility for the team's everyday operations. Making matters worse was that the team hired Jack Easterby as executive vice president for football operations in January 2020. And like former coach Bill O'Brien, Easterby is a product of the New England Patriots organization. But unlike Bill O'Brien, Easterby, a former pastor, was considered the New England character coach. Would you want to know that Easterby didn't even play college football at his tiny Newberry College in South Carolina? Nope, he was on the golf and basketball teams. Let's get this right. You have a wealthy widow, her eager son, and a guy who'd never played college football as the top people for your professional football team? What could be worse? I'll tell you. The Texans recently hired, wait for it, another New England expatriate named Nick Cesario as the team's new general manager. At least Nick served in a similar post for many years in New England, which for the record finished with a 7-9 record this year. Perhaps Tom Brady's locker room ball boy, you remember the guy who slightly deflated the footballs before the team's key games, could be the next big hire by the Texans soon. Stay tuned. When Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson learned about Cesario's hiring several days ago, he tweeted, "I was on a 2, and then I took it up to a 10. Watson apparently was hurt that he believed that upper management would consult with him in advance of announcing this new hire. I rarely, if ever, side with a pouting multimillionaire player in their complaints against billionaire ownership. But in the case of the Houston Texans, the star quarterback isn't whining about the diminished talent at wide receiver or his crumbling defense, which gives up about 30 points per game every week. In the past season, Deshaun Watson has seen his Houston Texans send one of the NFL's best receivers, DeAndre Hopkins, on his way to Arizona in a horribly bad trade, a draft which didn't get him any significant help at wide receiver, his head coach deservedly was fired, and an executive management which remains convinced that former New England Patriots personnel are the answers to all of their problems. Unless the Patriots' legendary coach Bill Belichick is named the new head coach in Houston, I'm going to side with Deshaun Watson, at least for now. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.